It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Ooh, we just started the show and I realized that I'm not hat fishing today. I might need to go get a hat. Looking like a big egghead up in here.
I think it's good. Let it breathe.
There was a radio show in Charlotte years and years ago. They were very nice guys. And they were called Schaefer and the Eggman. And Eggman was a heavyset fellow, and he had a slick head. And I guess that's why they called him Eggman, because his head looked like an egg. And so that's what it just reminded me of. It's Riggins, Lindsay, and the Eggman.
Man, the Eggman.
Yeah.
So his partner gets to be Schaefer, and he gets to go out in town and be like, oh, Schaefer, what's up? And then everybody else is like, Eggman. That's
right.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's rough.
But I guess, I wonder if he created that name.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But my wife hates when I wear hats.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I go to leave the house, she'll go, you don't need that hat. Take that hat off. You're not wearing a hat today. And I go, yeah, I am.
Yeah, Mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
But that's great, because it could be the other way around.
Yeah. You need to put a hat on and pull it down as far as you can to cover your face.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. She thinks, you know, she said the other day on your podcast, she goes, well, you know what? And I thought it was really sweet. I think it was something along the lines of, listen, big or skinny, I still think you're so handsome.
Oh.
Yeah, she did. And she does.
She does.
That's why she needs those bigger glasses.
I love those glasses, though.
I don't know. Was it an Instagram story that was posted the other night with Lindsay and Jody's thing that they were doing on Facebook Live? And it was after it had begun or something. And Jody's glasses, she had those leopard print frames, and the glasses were probably 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
The lenses.
I mean,
huge.
They're huge.
They're crazy. And she's got such like a little body and a little head. They're so big. I don't know why they need to be so big.
But that makes her her. That's what I love about it. Like, we know she's got big glasses, you know?
Every time we are somewhere and she puts those glasses on, like if we're at a restaurant, she puts them on, the server says, oh, my God, I love those glasses. I love those glasses. Women tell her all the time in public how much they love the glasses.
Right.
And she has a collection of them. They're all huge, and they have different designs on the frames and all. They're readers. They're not ones that she wears all the time, but I don't know. Something about being right up in the video camera looked like she looked like a bug.
She did.
Fly.
Well, and the best part on Lindsay, look, while we were doing it, she was wearing them, obviously, and she was trying to figure out her video. So she was way up in the camera. So they were even bigger. It was great. She was like,
she was like a Harry Carey.
Yeah. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Well, she's not much to look at anyway. So,
sure. Yeah, please.
Yeah. Little people. Some of us keep our looks and some don't.
Right.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter at tjriggins.com/LG.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
One thing I love about this new setup, how we have studios at our homes now, with the, I mean, the miracle of technology, you know?
True.
Is that I am only concerned about how I look from the waist up.
Yes.
I'm wearing slides, socks, and workout shorts. Big old thick sweatpant workout shorts. You know, that material, like sweatpants.
Yeah. They're so comfy.
Yeah. And then when I go downstairs, I look like I've been working in my pajamas.
I love that.
The other day, Lindsay got up to use the bathroom for something, and she looked really cute. She had her hair done and everything, and then she stood up to go to the bathroom, and she was clearly wearing some sort of sleep shorts. I said, what's on your shorts? Like little Yorkies? She's like, they're bows.
Yeah, they're my pajama bottoms. So you're right. I'm like TJ every day from here up is decent, here down, we're not sure.
Yeah, and I do get up and take a shower and all of that stuff like I normally would, because usually as soon as I'm finished with this show, I have to, you know, I'll throw on some real pants and I have to go to meetings and stuff like that. But if I didn't take a shower before I start this show, I don't know. I'd probably go days and just look around and go, oh man, I forgot to take, you know, cause you just get in the routine of going, you know, going. But I guess the people on the other show that I do would tell me, You stink,
or you're really, really oily.
Yeah.
Imagine if
I went 2 days without taking a shower, it would just be dripping off of me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to soap up a slip and slide. You would just go right down.
They're like, is TJ lubed today? Like, why is he shining like that?
Is he trying to be the Rock? Yeah. Baby oil all over.
Is that Vaseline?
You know what, Lindsay? You just reminded me when I get skinty again, when I've reached my goal of the weight I want to lose, I want to go down a slip and slide.
Heck yeah.
I want to celebrate on a slip and slide. Except it'll probably be cold weather by the end. But are there any indoor slip and slide parks?
No, but let's create one, because how much money could we make for that?
Copyright.
Yeah, but then I don't know if losing weight's going to fix my back. Because if I went down a slip and slide, I probably would need to be put in the hospital. It'd be in traction.
Yeah.
Slip disc and slide.
Yeah, because think about doing a slip and slide as an adult. You go down hard. I mean, ouch.
Yeah. Dang. I know. Maybe we'll just rent out the water park.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, because we got that kind of money. Well, Kyle could rent it out for us.
Right, right.
You wouldn't care.
Right.
He said, as long as Lindsay doesn't take the toll lane to get there.
Exactly. Anything's cheaper than that.
Did I tell you I talked to a guy who pays $800 a month to ride in the toll lane?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's $200 more than what I paid the first month.
Yeah. And it's every month.
And not it's just every
1 month. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
$800?
He hates traffic.
I see that.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ's getting skinnier by the day. He's wasting away, you could say.
Oh, my gosh. I know. He's sick.
You do. People are whispering. They're concerned about you. You're getting too thin.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't know what happened. I'm getting fatter. He's getting skinnier. I'm getting fatter. Lindsay looks the same to me. I know she says, like, oh, I'm so self-conscious about my body or whatever. She looks the same.
Oh, well, thank you. But the same as in you've only seen me bigger recently. You know what I mean?
No, he was going to say, he means the same. You look the same as Lizzo.
Yeah. Like the same as who?
Well, you know, as in the summer, I get even fatter because I can't walk the dog. He can't be out in the heat. It's 95 degrees every day. So the other day, I think it went down to like 88 in the afternoon. I was like, oh my gosh, I can take Riley out for a walk. And it felt like it was 65 because it just wasn't 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. So we're walking around and I see this woman. She's 70 years old. She walks 6 miles every single day of the year. Rain, snow, shine. 70 years old, walks 6 miles a day. I don't know why the number is six, but that's what she does. And she is sweating through her shirt. I'm like, good for you. And she had her grandkids in town and stuff. And she's like, I got to go back and take care of the grandkids. But then she's, I say, you know what? Good for you. I think that's amazing what you do, walking as much as you do. And she goes, yeah, absolutely. And then we part ways. And then as she gets down the sidewalk, she turns around and goes, hey, remember. And I turn back to look at her and she goes, it's also about what you put in your body. And I went, it took me aback. I went, yeah, absolutely. Definitely. So she was clearly like giving me a sign. Like if I'm 70 and I'm out here walking, you shouldn't be as fat as you are. She didn't say it like that. She's very sweet, but that's what she was saying.
Well, maybe she was just saying it's because I eat in a healthy way. I have the energy to do this. It's not just my coming out here and walking. I also do the proper nutrition to give me the energy and all to do this. Yeah. Maybe that's what she was saying. But maybe she was saying you need to do something.
That's the way I took it. But maybe she was saying it in a nice way, like I'm eating healthy.
That's the way I took it too, and that's the way I would have taken it if it were me. But sometimes older people have they don't know how to like relay what they're saying. You know what?
Yeah, they're just blunt. And a lot of old people nowadays are they're show offs. You know, they brag on themselves a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but I hate the phrase "put in my body." You know, that's one of the pet peeves of mine.
Yeah,
it's like what you eat. It's also what you eat. It's what you put in your body.
Yeah,
I'm not putting that in my body. Shut up. You don't eat it or drink it. Put it in your body sounds vulgar.
Yeah.
You know what I want to put in my body? I saw this thing on Instagram, fries topped with sloppy Joe's, sloppy Joe mix, and then topped with queso.
Oh,
yes.
Sloppy Joe queso fries. And I went, oh my God, that's what I want to put in my body.
Yeah.
Is it one of those where they do it on a sheet pan and then just dump the whole thing out into the plate?
So good.
Yes, it was. And she just dug in. I went, that's what I need in my body.
You should have yelled to her as she's walking by. You know what I want to put in my body?
Sloppy Joe queso fries. That's all I want in my body.
And Taco Bell.
Yeah. So, but she's right. I do need to watch what I'm doing. I'm too young to be this fat. I'll be honest with you. So I'll figure it out.
Watch what you're putting in your body.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter. At tjriggins.com/LG.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, what do y'all think about this new Uber situation where women Uber drivers can decide whether or not they want to pick up somebody. If it's a man, they can say, I don't want to pick up a man. And then it goes the other way too. If it's a woman Uber rider, she can request that she not have a man driver.
Huh.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
totally. Mm-hmm. It's your personal car. I mean, you're driving for Uber, but it is your personal car. I would take it even further. I would say you can do whatever you want to do. You can have whoever you want in your car.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be the other way around. Like you couldn't specifically request a man driver or only pick up men riders because they, and I'm just saying right now, I am torn on this because of that aspect of it. But I also realize the safety concerns that women have and that are justified. So I, having a daughter who's a young adult and is in Ubers all the time, and that's not to say that women can't be, you know, murderers and all that too.
Yeah.
But I would feel better knowing every time she gets in an Uber, it's a woman driver.
You know? Right. And so you're saying it doesn't go both ways. It's just the customer asking for a certain.
No, it goes both ways with women. I'm just saying men wouldn't be able to make that same distinction because they would, you know, they would say they're discriminating and all of that.
No, I'm saying the Uber driver can't request.
Yeah, they can.
A woman or man. Yeah. Oh, they can. Okay, got right. it. Got so it.
If you're an Uber driver, Lindsay.
Yes.
If you can, you can imagine that.
I'm trying to picture. Yeah.
You being an Uber driver.
Yeah.
And you get a call. Somebody needs to be picked up and it's close to where you are and you look and it's a man. You can say no.
Okay, got
not
it.
Not picking yes. up the man.
Got it.
And if there is a woman and I'm the Uber driver and she sees, you know, my egghead pop up there with my name, she can say, request another Uber because she doesn't want a man driver.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be able to do that and turn away a woman just for being a woman.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
You know, in society and law, that's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe, you know, what if a guy feels threatened by women?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What if he has very sensitive ears?
Maybe he doesn't want to hear all the talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, you know, his nerves are frazzled and he just, you know, he doesn't want to hear. Because I've never had a woman Uber driver that didn't speak loudly on top of it.
You know? Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, you know, they'll start telling their story and they came, you know, from somewhere else. They just moved into the South and, you know, that sort of thing. And see, now if we could request that, like, you don't want any drivers from certain that were raised in certain parts of the country.
Yeah.
Then that would be cool.
Like, oh, he's from New York. I don't think I'm going to do that today.
Yeah. But you think I would feel comfortable being in an Uber driven by somebody from Oregon? Hell no.
How about you?
I'm not riding in a Subaru. Unless they pay me. If Subaru pays me, then I'll ride all over the place in it.
Heck yeah.
I ain't got no standards.
TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. Our little area here of Charlotte, North Carolina, and surround has made the national news. There's a town, if you're not familiar with the area, there is a town north of Charlotte called Statesville. And it is in Iredell County. And a couple of weeks ago, they had a big story of a house that was it looked abandoned and somebody, an investor, was wanting to possibly buy it. So driving by, the investor stops the person that was going to buy it, that wanted to buy it, and was looking around, you know, walked into the backyard. First of all, the house was scary looking anyway, because it had been abandoned and everything was grown up. It looked like one of those houses, where the lawnmower guy stops and landscapes their yard or mows the grass and all that stuff for free.
Yeah.
And the potential buyer walks into the backyard and you know what they see, Lindsay?
I don't know. No.
A human skeleton. The skeletal remains of a human.
You're kidding.
Nope. So they call the sheriff's department. They go out there. They said, okay, it was, you know, human remains. And they didn't know who it was. And then they just put out to the public, if you know who lived here, let us know, because that's, you know, possibly who it is. And then they just found out this week the guy's name and that he was 50 and looks like he died of natural causes. So think about that. This poor guy in his backyard, let's say the natural cause is that he had a heart attack. He has a heart attack and dies in the yard and nobody knows.
How does no one know? You have not one person that
nobody's went, looking for you, I guess. Yeah.
That's sad too.
I know. It's very sad.
Yeah.
But the question is, Lindsay, you're about to get a great deal on your dream house.
Oh.
And when you go to look at it, they find a human skeleton in the backyard. Is that going to keep you from buying the house?
Yeah, I think I'm out at that point. I don't know. Wait a second. Dream house. No, I think I still do it, but I like don't ever go in the backyard. I don't know. Trying to figure out what I would do. I don't know. Because dying in the backyard is better than dying in the house.
Exactly. It wouldn't bother me either way.
Oh.
Yeah. As long as the neighbor didn't kill him.
Now that, yes. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as long as the neighbor wasn't the number one suspect.
Right. Exactly.
It'd be tough, but I could bite the bullet if it was the best house in the world.
And it would matter. It would help if it's natural causes like a heart attack or something like that rather than a murder.
Now, a murder, I'm not, but I don't care how good the house is. I'm not moving in there. No, not a murder. He might come back.
I would get that hazmat type cleanup crew in there and I'd knock 10 grand off of it or more. I'd be watching crime shows on the puffy couch.
Chilling. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter. At tjriggins.com/LG.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know how women will talk about their best friends and they'll say, I tell her everything, she tells me everything, and I know that she'll never tell anybody, and I would never tell anybody what, you know, her deepest secrets are and all that. And I used to say that that's bred into them, that they're born with that, you know, that women can hold secrets like that with each other. And then after I got a little bit older in life, I said, well, you know what? I don't think that's quite true, because a lot of women will then come back and go, hey, swear you will not tell anybody this because I'm not supposed to tell you this. Yeah. And then they'll tell it.
Sure.
Well, maybe that's what's born into them, because this is a little girl whose best friend told her something at school, and this little girl puts it on the social medias. Listen to this.
Guys, I've been holding it for a while, and I'm about to tell you today.
Eleanor does not dislike Max. She likes Max, she likes Isaac, she likes Rogelio. Mm-hmm. She likes Isaac, Rogelio, and Max. So, yeah. She likes three men at a time. And I was like, that's crazy.
And she told me, and I just remember, so I just want to share it with y'all. 3 men at a time, remember that. Oh. Hi, besties. Love you guys. Just want to share it with you.
Huh. So, first of all, it's a little unnerving, I think, that she's calling them men. Three men at a time, because evidently she's heard the adult women in her family talking about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, what, 7, 8?
Yeah. That's what I would guess, about 8, yeah. And then she's like, I just remembered Eleanor told me this, so yeah. Here you go.
3 men.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Remember it.
And she's, she's all sassy, hands on her hips and everything in the video. And then you got this guy who has some dating advice, which I think could be pretty solid. You know,
if you're going to date someone who's hot, make sure they used to be ugly, short, or fat. You can't get a lifetime hot person. It'll never work. They're mean. You don't know how the other side looks. People who glowed up, they have personality.
So if they look good now, but they used to be ugly, then those are the ones you want. You want the ones who have transformed into hot women.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Mm. That's great advice.
It reminds me of like somebody saying, if you rescue a dog, they're better, they're more loyal. But if you get like a full bred, they're a-holes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, same thing. I mean, but he's young. This guy is young. And I must tell him, as the person who knows everything there is to know about women, if they started out ugly and then they glowed up, as he says, then the older they get, the more naturally they're going to go back to the way they were.
Okay.
So.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Maybe if you're just looking for short-term relationships, you want somebody who's transformed in from ugly into hot. But if you're going to be with them for the long haul, you got to stay with the hot forever girls.
Hot forever.
Hot forever.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, or on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You're saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. What am I supposed to do? Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, TJ and Jody's House, all of your favorites every day of the week. It's easier than ever to enjoy the show. tjriggins.com.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, it was bound to happen. Dunkin' Donuts said, Starbucks, you're not about to scoop us on a fall menu. right after Starbucks announces their return of the pumpkin spice latte on August 26th, Dunkin' comes out and says, well, oh yeah, our fall menu comes out on August 20th.
Nice.
How about that?
Yes.
Pumpkin spice latte. The cereal and milk latte, the iced pumpkin loaf, a candy bar latte, Chipotle hash browns, pumpkin donuts, and munchkins. So a lot of fall flavors for you to enjoy at Dunkin', if that's your thing, if Starbucks is maybe a little too bitter for you.
So are we on the cusp of fall stuff getting earlier and earlier because of a battle like Christmas has?
Yep.
You know?
You're right.
Having the fall menu in June.
I think so.
Battle of the pumpkin.
Battle of the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
So, and I love it. I mean, because this is fun. This is Starbucks versus Dunkin', and it's just innocent. And but I do love it.
But it is proof that women run things in this country, because they're not putting out all these pumpkin spice lattes and cereal milk lattes and all of that stuff for men. That's not targeted at men.
That's right.
At all. That's strictly going right at the woman consumer. Yes. And so women are powerful enough in this country to change our seasons, basically. We'll start having fall during the summer because women love pumpkin.
It's going to keep going. It's going to be year round before we know it.
It's so true. I also see that in like the amount of women that are eating Slim Jims like Lindsay does now and meat sticks and things like that, that, you know, it's protein. It's not just a Slim Jim. Yeah. This is protein now.
Yeah.
Same with the Old Spice deodorant and stuff.
Yeah.
Commercial for women.
It's true.
And so, I was using that before it was even trendy.
Mm-hmm. Started out with the Swagger, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
We were so glad, weren't we, Riggins?
Yes, we were.
She stepped up the strength.
She started wearing deodorant. She shaved that mustache. She became a real lady.
Mustache? I've never had a mustache.
Oh, you glowed up. You know you did.
Well, thank you then.
Absolutely.
All that surgery.
Timothy Chalamet's sister is in the news. Timothy Chalamet, actor dating Kylie Jenner. Well, his sister is named Pauline, and they're saying that she's really not happy with her brother's relationship with Kylie Jenner because she posted this Instagram story and says, "My favorite new blush," and it's some brand, but it happened on the same day that Kylie introduced her own line of blush.
Oh, God.
And people are saying this is a direct attack, and she's clearly making a statement that the family of Timothée Chalamet cannot stand the Jenner Kardashians.
Because, so, you know, we had that story a couple of weeks ago where somebody on the inside was saying that the Jenner Kardashians didn't like his family, him, because they thought he was snobby.
Yeah.
Remember, I said that he may be snobby, but probably he just doesn't want to hang out because your family's trashy.
Yeah.
Now we got this, so it must be true.
It's a full-blown Hatfields and McCoys kind of situation. Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Or Hatfields and Chalamets.
That's what it is. It's the Hatfields and Chalamets.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it. What's the best part of vacation? Well, this may surprise you. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ, tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter. At tjriggins.com/LG.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
The best part of vacation? Well, first, don't forget the Week in Review is coming up next, so don't go anywhere. Got a lot of things to cover, big things that happened in the world of pop culture and on the show. We're going to do that here shortly. But I know TJ, I think me and TJ are alike in that we didn't grow up in families that went on vacations all the time. Yeah, Lindsay, I don't know about you. Were you a vacation family?
We were not. No. I mean, we went on like one a year, maybe.
Oh, it was. If I went on one a year, I would have thought I was in heaven.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
My family never went on vacation. Maybe twice my whole childhood.
Oh,
yeah.
Our vacation was once a year and we went down to Florida because that's where my grandma lives. So we stayed at our grandma's house, but she didn't have a pool. And, you know, it wasn't that much of a vacation. It was more of visiting grandma, but.
Well, okay. I can tell you, we didn't fly anywhere. That's for sure.
Definitely not. No, you get in the van and you go to wherever you're going.
Yeah.
But there is a shocking new study out. They interviewed 2,000 dog owners. And they said 42% of dog owners say the best part of vacation is coming home to their dog. 42%. 40% of the people say they are, quote unquote, constantly worried whether their dog is okay when they're traveling. And a fifth, 22%, miss their dog so much while traveling, it actually negatively impacts their enjoyment while they're on the trip. So almost a quarter of the people can't even enjoy their time on vacation because they miss their dog so much.
I believe the whole thing about worrying about your dog the whole time you're gone and that it keeps you from enjoying yourself the most because people are truly obsessed with their dogs. And that obsession is real. It's unhealthy, but it's real. The whole thing about 53% of people saying the best part about vacation is coming home to their dog, they're lying. Either they're lying or they have horrible vacations. Because that can't be the best part of the vacation. And that's not even considered vacation. Because you're home.
Yeah, coming home.
Vacation's over when you leave wherever you are and head home.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense. And it can't be the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
I worry.
Lindsay, when you had your dogs and you loved them so much, if you had gone off for a week at the beach, was that the best part, is coming back and picking up your dogs where whoever was watching them?
No. Like you said, I did worry the whole time I was gone, but it wasn't the best part of, and I loved my dog. Y'all know I was like a psycho with them. Yeah. I loved them more than Kyle, you know, but,
and we believe that too.
Yeah. Well, that's an obvious.
Then again, I think you love probably an average pair of shoes more than you love Kyle. So
accurate. Yeah. Accurate. Yeah,
that's great. Well, they said 32% of the people that go on vacation worry that no one else will fully understand what their dog needs. So that sort of thought is sort of haunting them throughout the entire trip. Like, oh, I don't know if they know that my dog likes his ear scratched in this way or whatever. And they worry about it the whole time. That, to me, I love my dog too. But that just seems like it's you're letting the dog control your enjoyment of life. And that, I think that's
it's a mental condition. You're unhealthy. It's an unhealthy obsession with the dog, and you need help. Find your nearest preacher or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, it wouldn't be Friday without Riggins and his funny little song talking about everything that has gone on the TJ and Riggins Show for the week and in the world of pop culture. It's called Riggins Week in Review. Hit it when ready, Riggins.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. The CEO got busted at that Coldplay concert. He's now known as the one who cheats. And one thing I was most surprised by were his really crappy seats. Did you see? Yeah. Way at the top.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Everyone was Googling the company Astronomer, assuming he was an astronaut with some nerve. And then you find out he's just some dork that works with data. And it's like, you get what you deserve. No one cares. You know, his wife really dodged a bullet. Eventually, she'll see this as a gift. But I'm just glad that no one caught me checking TJ's oil at Taylor Swift. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of show summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Ozzy Osbourne passed away. Everyone knew it wouldn't be long. And being the godfather of heavy metal, I'm sure he would really hate this song. CBS canceled Late Night with Stephen Colbert, which was as boring as granola. But hopefully this frees up the budget to bring back Bob Loves Abishola.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great
Abishola.
TJ's on a pretty strict new diet. You can already tell. I think you'll agree. And TJ's losing all this weight, and apparently he's giving it all to me. My song is called The Week in Review.
It's a week's worth of shows
summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay had a rare date night with her husband. Lindsay loves her fancy things. But then again, his name is Kyle, so I'm assuming Buffalo Wild Wings.
bro.
That's his favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I figured. It is for all Kyles.
Yeah.
Lindsay and Jody did a Facebook Live. They've always been pretty good friends, or as TJ chose to call them, quote, just a couple of hens.
It's true.
And today is National Wine and Cheese Day, the most boring day of the year. If they let me pick the holidays, I'm going Frito Scoops and beer. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth summarized for you. No special effects and no auto tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
All right.
Hey, more.
Encore. Nice. So yeah, we're going to work that out. That we're, you know, got a different setup. So we're going to have to maybe mic up somebody different.
Yeah.
Particularly me. So I know TJ's been.
It was good though.
Thanks.
Good. Even not the, the top notch sound, but we'll have that fixed next week. Like you said.
Yeah. We'll get that worked out. Mm-hmm. I know TJ hasn't been spending a lot of time with his wife, but your wife made a revelation the other night. And I wanted to talk about this with you in detail, TJ, if that's okay. So we'll do that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Reagan Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter at tjriggins.com/LG.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So the other week, you know, TJ's got this second job now. He works as a janitor at night.
Yeah, cleaning a radio station.
He's got a radio job. He's got a second show. It's called the TJ Richie Show. It airs every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can stream it at tjrichie.com if you don't live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. But one thing, I don't know if you've noticed this, Lindsay, but you know, when you ask him about like, what is the toughest part about doing this? He always says it's the drive. But then the second thing he says is, you know, I'd never even get to see my wife anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he brings that up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe him. I mean, he puts on like a tough guy kind of bravado act, but TJ is really, he wants to spend a lot of time with his wife. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know that the feelings are mutual, but I know that he wants to be spending as much time with his wife as he can.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, although I'm sure that sounded harsh. But the other night when Lindsay was doing her show, Lindsay Look, on that airs Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, she had Jody on as a special guest. And I forget the conversation, but Jody was showing off like this little facial massager that she has. And you can find it at tjriggins.com/deals. I don't know what it does. I think it helps with wrinkles or something.
Yeah. The light.
Yeah. It's got some lights in it. I'm not really sure, but Lindsay seemed to know exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. But when Jody was showing this off, she was telling Lindsay about it. And then she goes, and here's how I use it. So at night I go take my nice long hot bubble bath. I put on my moisturizer and then I get into the bed. And then I turn on my trashy TV shows and I don't have you know who commenting on every single scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I use my facial massager and it is just heaven. So it sounds like that's the best part of her day. The way she talked about it, I said, it doesn't sound like she's missing TJ at all.
Yeah. It's a self-care night for her.
Every night.
Mm. Every night. That's her routine. She takes the bath and does the whole skincare routine. And it sounds like she really enjoys her alone time.
Well, when I got home last night, you know, she's in the in the bed like she always is watching TV. And I look and I'm not kidding. I pick on her about this, but this is true. I see what looks like a cast of college age kids. and it's a drama going on. She's all into it. And I said, what is this show? It's The Summer I Turned Pretty, season 3.
And they all are, they're college kids. Yeah. I watch it too.
You should have heard Lindsay and Jody talking about one of those guys on that show.
Yeah.
That they find so attractive. And yeah, he must, what is he, 18, 20 years old? I don't know.
Not even. Yeah. 20.
I mean, 20, maybe.
Is he the one with the curly hair?
No.
It's his brother. The one plays his brother.
Thank you. The brother, the bad boy. And we think we're going to try to get Lainey hooked up with him, even though I have a crush on him, but it's fine.
Okay. Is that because they shoot in Wilmington? And so you would have access to the cast?
That's correct.
Okay. I watched 10 minutes of it last night and I got all that information from Jody.
I was like, how do you know all that?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Reagan Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. You can stream it on your smart home devices or on your iPad or in your car, or you can even listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Listen live or listen later, all of it at tjriggins.com.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lindsay has been kind of, I don't know, kind of weird about something that she wants to talk about and then saying that I got to be low key. I got to do, you know, like she's some sort of secret agent or something.
Yeah. We had to make sure Kyle was gone.
Okay. So spill, girl.
Okay. And I just saw his car leave. So we're good. Okay. How do I even start? My brain's all in a tizzy. Kyle doesn't take boys' trips, like guys' trips. You know, like I take girls' trips. He doesn't take guys' trips. Okay. The one trip a year he loves to do is with his best friend's family and our family. We go to their beach house for a whole week, a full 7 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've done this before kids, which is, we didn't realize how easy we had it, right? Well, it's nearing school. So Delilah's school starts in 3 weeks. We haven't gone yet. He's like, do you want to go next week? That's a perfect time. Okay. First of all, it's not the perfect time because it's 101 degrees every single day. Have y'all seen that? So I'm going to die. But how do I say this? It's not that he's a great dad, but when he's with his best friend of all time, it puts a lot on me. Now, they have 3 children that are the exact age of my kids, plus one.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is a cluster at all times. I'm high energy. I'm a hot mess. And it puts a lot on me. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a vacation for me. I need to tread lightly here because I'm appreciative of going. They have this nice house at Seabrook, which is, you know, near Charleston, kind of very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I'm not thankful. I am, but it's a lot on me.
Yeah.
So we have fought to the death of this, like to the point of like tears. Oh, and we're leaving Saturday for 7 days.
Well, listen, I don't blame you, really, because, I mean, as many things as he gets excited about doing and loves going and doing with his buddies and everything and just leaves you holding the bag on everything, I don't blame you one bit.
I feel like
I'm assuming that he's throwing it up in your face that this may not be a big vacation for you, but you get a lot of vacations that he doesn't get. And that will really upset me if he's throwing that in your face. Cause that's not cool.
I feel like you're being sarcastic here. but do you see where I'm coming? I know Riggins does. Cause Riggins,
I see where you're coming from.
But I see where you're coming from too, TJ. And I'm trying to, because he doesn't do boy. He doesn't. He works. He goes on work trips that he doesn't want to go on, honestly. But he, this is the one thing he, anyway, it'll be interesting. I'm obviously working from there, so I'm sure I'm going to have crazy stories about that I'm going downhill quick.
All right. Well, I have the solution for you. Okay. So I'll give that to you and everybody else coming up next. Hang on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter. At tjriggins.com/LG.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. So, Lindsay and her husband are going on this vacation that they've gone on every year. It's his only thing that he does that's with a friend. And even at that, it's a friend, his best friend, and they take their families with them. It's not like a guy's golf week and or a guy's go to Vegas week, that kind of thing. And Lindsay says that, you know, when he's there with his buddy, he's having so much fun and everything. And then the kids pretty much are extra work on her.
Yes.
And yes. And even though she gets to go on trips whenever she wants with her friends, gets to go out to dinners with her friends all the time without the kids and during the week and all of these things, that somebody who's, you know, who works in an executive position in an office and stuff doesn't get to do. You didn't mention that, did you?
No.
Okay. I threw that in there. Never mind.
Great. Thank you.
And then she also talked about how, you know, all of a sudden, when she decided she was going to take the offer to come back on our show and be on the radio every morning, that he then it took on extra responsibilities that he didn't have of taking care of the kids in the mornings while she could work. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you didn't mention that either, did you?
Okay, I see where this is going.
I'm sorry. But no. I'm just kidding. Here's the thing, though. Here's the solution. You need to take a nanny on the vacation.
I like where your head's at.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have one. I am her. She is me.
Well, I'm talking about just for the trip. It wouldn't have to be a nanny, just like whoever you're outside of your mom, or you could even take your mom, pay your mom to go. But a babysitter that is your go-to babysitter that might want to go spend the week at a beach.
Yeah.
Now, would that make you feel weird if you bring along a nanny when the other mom doesn't have a nanny to take care of her three kids? While they're all on vacation.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, the other family does have a nanny, but she's not going.
Okay.
But I want to ask her if she will bring her. I'm like, why is she not going?
Yeah.
Like, I'm confused.
And then that's what I was going to say. So then if she didn't have this person, then you could get with her and say, hey, do you want to go in halves on paying somebody to come and help with the kids during the week so we can actually relax?
I think from what I've gathered, there's not enough space. There's not enough rooms.
Okay. Because
she's got three kids. I have two kids. You know, it's.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But I do like where your head's at, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see if I leave early. I was asking if I should drive separate. He's like, for what? I'm like, no reason.
Oh God!
No,
can you imagine if she left early, Riggins, because it was just the vacation was too much for her?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, it's what I would do.
Well, I know y'all are laughing, but if you saw the kids again, it is absolute.
Yeah,
I know. 7 day. Like, could we have done 4-7?
It's a lot.
And his wife is one of my best friends, but. She's, I don't know. She's so cool. And like,
she's a laid back mom.
Yeah. And which is what I strive to be, mm-hmm. but I'm just, And I'm a little bit older than her, so I don't know if I'm just like an old hag now. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of things that run through my brain, but
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
You're having to go through this. A week's vacation at the beach.
I knew I shouldn't have brought this up.
More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, or on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You're saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. What am I supposed to do? Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, TJ and Jody's House, all of your favorites every day of the week. It's easier than ever to enjoy the show. tjriggins.com.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I always stir up a lot of negative comments whenever I talk about the adults of today not wanting to grow up and calling them cadults and saying that it's chronic adolescence and, you know, who's going to run the country? We got adults who are still trying to be kids and playing with Legos and that sort of thing. And I always get negative comments about that. And I have something today that, you know, will help with those people because it's proving me wrong, and I'll admit whenever I'm wrong, if I see something that says, well, that's not what I thought it was. This is a video of a young woman crying. It seems like she's crying into the camera. She seems to be around 30-ish or a little more. Listen.
You know, it's crazy. I still have my baby blanket, and I'm about to have a baby. And you might be asking, oh, are you going to give her your blanket? No. She's going to get her own.
Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I had that wrong. That's proving my point more. Sorry.
Yikes. She's going to get her own. Like, she can go out and buy her own. She's going to get her own.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, she's not taking mine.
And the implication there is that she's still sleeping with her baby blanket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is the most disturbing thing.
Well, Riggins' ex-girlfriend used to do that. It was basically a rag, wasn't it?
it was a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, yeah, it had turned into a rag, and she used to hide it behind her headboard when I'd come over. Thank God, because it was disgusting. I mean, it was vile.
After that long, yeah. Dirty.
Mm-hmm. And why was she crying about it?
I don't know.
Why so many people got to get in the bed to make videos? I still don't understand that. There's so many of them. People lying in the bed to make videos.
And it's never the most luxurious bed. Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah, I have. And I just say, get out of bed.
Yeah.
You can see the sunlight coming through the window. Mm-hmm. Get up. Do something.
It does make me frustrated, too, when they're laying flat. I just spent mm-hmm. laying flat and doing the video. Like, what are you doing?
You're trying to stage that you're lazy. You're going to go get in the bed to make yourself look lazy.
Lazy staging.
Stupid.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter. At tjriggins.com/LG.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. let me tell you something about the Japanese. Anytime a sentence starts that way with, you know, fill in the nationality or whatever, it's like, what's he about to say? They are an innovative people and they are all about work, you know?
Yeah.
And they create these things that will always, everything they create pretty much outside of, you know, video games and things is usually created to assist them in working more. Right.
Yep.
Well, except for the used panty vending machines that, well, maybe that does help them work more. I don't know. they've created this thing. It's a capsule that you put in offices and it is for taking a quick nap. So you go into this capsule and it positions you kind of in an upright position. So you're not lying down. So you're not going, you know, full on lazy long nap and you just get a quick energy boosting nap. And it looks really, really cool. So, if you're watching the video, you know, this is what it looks like. Lindsay, would you take a nap in this thing? Regan's going to pull it up here. And that. And in that, but the door is open. You can close it and you get privacy and everything. They just have it open to show what it looks like inside. So the knees are on, they're braced up against pads. The buttocks are resting on a pad. And then there's a platform thing that comes up to where you put your arms and your head on it.
I could easily take a nap in that.
Yeah.
It looks like a sauna. Mm-hmm. But I could easily take a nap in that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's designed so it takes pressure off your back and everything too. They wouldn't put it in there if it's going to make your back hurt. Cause then you wouldn't be ready to go back to work.
Right. Now the average person probably couldn't. I can sleep on train tracks. I mean, you know,
yeah, but I do need to say this. The American version would have to be a lot bigger.
Agreed.
I would never, if I did wedge myself into that little space, it would take the rest of the team to get me out. A lot of butter.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. You can stream it on your smart home devices or on your iPad or in your car, or you can even listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Listen live or listen later, all of it at tjriggins.com.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter. At tjriggins.com/LG.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So if you are a millennial or maybe a little bit older, Captain Planet is making a return on Netflix. And this week, some details came out. Leonardo DiCaprio is also one of the executive producers of the show. So Leonardo is a big environmentalist. So, but when I was a kid, I wasn't thinking about the environmental impact of Captain Planet. He was just a superhero and the, you know.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, throwing guilt trips on kids to take to their parents about, you know, environmental things. And I heard somebody playing a clip from the original Captain Planet the other day. Where they were, the whole scene was a kid in school who had AIDS.
What?
And they were, you know, Captain Planet came in and told the whole school, yes, it's true. He has AIDS, but he is not contagious if you want to touch him or hug him or, you know, all of that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
What's that got to do with the planet?
I don't know. I don't remember that episode.
I don't remember that one.
And I was an avid watcher.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Classic.
I see what you're saying, TJ, but we did, Riggins and I didn't realize. I mean, maybe we were stupid kids. I don't know. We didn't realize it at the time. We just thought it was Yeah. I don't even think I knew what pollution was when I watched it.
No, no, of course not. So, yeah, that is returning to Netflix. A lot of people excited about that. Some of those cadults TJ was talking about. Some of the most delicious footwear you can have actually come from Crocs, because they have a new collaboration with Krispy Kreme. So Crocs have really gotten to the next level with their designs. Is that something you could wear as a normal person?
No.
No.
I didn't think so.
No. My kids like Crocs, and I wouldn't even let them wear the Krispy Kreme donut ones.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And then there is a millionaire, the CEO of Gondwana Private Game Reserve. It's where tourists go and spend millions of dollars to go hang out in West Africa and see some of the big five animals in Africa, rhinoceros, elephants, things like that, leopards. And the CEO was unfortunately just gored and stamped to death by one of the elephants at the game reserve. So he was apparently an avid conservationist, but that elephant turned on him and stomped him to death. So be careful out there if you're dealing with elephants.
Yeah, when elephants snap, I mean, it's bad business.
It really is.
You can imagine. And it happens quite often.
It does. They are dangerous animals. So one scam you need to be aware of on the internet. I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at TJRiggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to TJRiggins.com/deals, code TJ. TJRiggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, did you ever know anybody that had a pen pal in prison?
No, not in prison. But I knew a kid who had a pen pal that lived in Alaska. And I thought that was weird.
That is kind of weird. Was that set up through the school?
No, I don't think so. I don't know how. He just said, and I said, you never met this kid? And he's like, no, we just write letters back and forth. I'm like, boring.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I can't picture Lindsay having a pen pal either for some reason.
I did. We actually, in elementary school, had to have a pen pal at another school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's...
I remember her name and everything. Anyway, keep going.
There's a company called Right to Read. That helps prisoners connect with people in the outside world, like specifically authors in prison. They help them share their works and stuff like that. But there's this guy named Jerome whose article was just published, and he was warning other prisoners not to fall for this scam. Apparently, a lot of these prisoners sign up for services where you can pay to have your profile posted online, and then you hopefully find a pen pal that way. Or hopefully, best case scenario, you find the love of your life outside the walls.
Yeah.
Now Jerome said he spent $100 to have his profile with his pictures posted on the internet. And he said, $100 to me is 3 months of work. Mm. And he believes he was scammed, but because the person that was responding to him, a woman named Rita, is maybe not who he originally thought it was. He was looking for love. And he said, there's a lot of companies that will prey on prisoners who make the money and are so desperate to have contact outside the walls that they end up spending, you know, a lot of money just for nothing.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's how, you know, Love After Lockup, that show, most of those people met through a pen pal prison service thing. But that's weird though. You know, when you're supposed to be praying for prisoners, you're praying on prisoners.
True.
Right.
So much difference made there in the preposition.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a really sick business model, don't you think? You're taking advantage of people in prison, or do you not care because they're in prison?
I don't care.
You don't care.
Now,
it depends on why they're in prison.
Yeah. And if you're a famous, like, murderer or whatever, people automatically write to you, right? That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So they don't even have to use their money, the famous ones.
Okay. now we know who Lindsay's pen pal is.
You got me.
Busted.
Busted.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The TJ and Riggins Show could not do what they do for the community without the support of great business partners like Lily and Grace, who help people love how they live in moments that matter at tjriggins.com/LG.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.